BHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 54. What's usually the live podcast covering the PHPBB bulletin board software at phpbb.com, but we are not live today for various reasons involving scheduling, conflicting stuff, and so this is a episode that we are doing non-live for you, and it's just going to be a kind of a random, weird, whatever type episode that we're going to do.
Because it's going to be an interesting episode.
Because we felt like it. reporting from his usual home base next to a snowy ski mountain somewhere in Spokane, Washington, is David Lewis.
Also known as Highway of Life.
And reporting from a hotel room in a very obscure part of San Jose, California, this is Douglas Bell.
Is that possible? Obscure in San Jose? Is that?
Yes. I mean, I'm telling you, to get to this place, there is like no public transportation. I'm currently right now, and when this comes out on the internet, I'll be long gone. But I'm at the Dulce Hayes Mansion Hotel, which is like this historic big mansion hotel. I'm here for a meeting with the California State PTA, which I'm a member of, and getting down here, I was able to. I took public transportation to get down here because I'm very nearby. Took the train down, light rail down, got close. But there are no buses, no trains, no nothing that gets you to this hotel. And this hotel has like affordable housing projects around it. It's out of the way of anything, really. It's not in downtown San Jose whatsoever.
Our listeners are taking notes. Fortunately for you, though, at the time this episode goes live, you will be gone.
I will be gone within 24 hours of us recording this, yes. I got a meeting in the morning. That's why we're over here. But you know what I love about this hotel? They have free internet access. I mean, how many hotels that are very fancy have free internet access?
A lot, at least where I've been. Now, maybe not in the San Jose area.
None,
but
well, the state PTA has put us around in various places in California. All big hotels, kind of fancy type, weird, you know, exotic type hotels.
Are the kind that don't have internet access.
Exactly, most of them don't.
If it's expensive, they don't have it.
Yeah, exactly. It makes no sense. You think it'd be just the opposite. But
right.
What I liked about the interesting thing here is that wireless do you have to pay $10 a day for, which is the normal. But in your rooms, and only in your rooms, if you do a wired Ethernet internet connection, then it's completely free. And they even give you the Ethernet cable in your room.
Wow.
Which is – I'm talking to you because I'm wired on Ethernet right now, and I'm doing this completely for free. And it's great.
That is good.
I came prepared to pay $10 a day, and it's annoying.
So now, let's see. I've traveled to over 40, I think 42 states now.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very rarely have I been to a hotel that does not have high speed internet free.
But that's because you're paying for your own hotels, which means you go with the cheaper ones that give you free internet. When I'm traveling, I'm always traveling on business because I can't afford to do any kind of traveling, things like that. So when I'm traveling on business, of course, these places put you up at these very fancy things, and they have you doing buffet meals. You have a roommate. I've got a roommate here. He's watching TV behind me. Hey, Joey, say hi.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Okay. Woo! That's my friend Joey.
What's up?
Live participation podcast still.
Okay, thank you, Joey. So there is, you know, so it's super fancy hotels. I've been to nothing but 4 and 5 star hotels, and that means that everything is expensive up the whoop.
Yeah.
So this is how you travel in the United States. You let someone else pay for a holiday, but they don't pay for your internet access. So
now in Europe, that's rather common. It's very rare to find a free internet hotel in Europe.
Hmm.
At least as far as I know. I'm sure our listeners will correct us on if I'm wrong.
I haven't been to Europe enough to know. I've only been to Europe once.
More than I have.
Yeah, and I didn't have my laptop with me then anyway, so I wouldn't have known. Okay. This is, believe it or not, a podcast talking about PHP BB. So,
oh, by the way, I was not there last week. I'll tell everybody why I wasn't there.
Okay. Because it was kind of a sad episode for me because I was relying on you to hopefully provide something on some information on a very obscure topic, and you weren't there. And so I sort of suffered through it, and we had a 29-minute episode after I did two takes.
I hurt my back playing racquetball. My back went out, basically, so I was not even able to get out of bed without a severe amount of pain.
Oh, that would have caused a great racket indeed.
So, that's why I wasn't there, or why I wasn't near a phone, or why I wasn't next to my instant messenger, at least. So,
yeah.
That's why I missed the episode.
Yeah, you couldn't plug a cell phone or call the 724 number or anything?
No, I would have.
Yeah.
I would have. Actually, right. I was stupid. Yeah.
When David told me that, I was like, okay, that's fine. You know, I wouldn't blame him, you know. To do that, it just made my life kind of annoying. But yeah, so we're going to make it up with you for a great episode. Great episode this week. Let's start first of all, because I just asked you, David, about this because this today we're recording this on Friday, and this morning what popped into my CVS list Subversion now check-ins list was something about Code Sniffer. Is PHP BB, is the PHP BB development team like hiring bloodhounds now or something?
Yes. That's exactly what they're doing. And actually, truth be told, I hadn't heard they were going to implement a code sniffer.
What is a code sniffer?
Now the code sniffer that this is referring to the check-in by Naderman, and he only added a directory. That's it. That's all he added. There's nothing else for us to look at and try and speculate on. So all we have is the word
code sniffer. Waiting for the code sniffer to get his nose.
Right. It is for PHP unit testing. That's all I know.
Unit testing.
It's related to the PHP unit tester.
What is unit testing?
That's related to the QA team that's been started on phpbb.com.
Uh-huh. And is that quack and assassinate, or what's it? When I said that, I was thinking the first two words that started with Q and A.
quack.
That's what came
up. Well, that's what we're going to call it from now on, the quack and assassinate team. We have actually some devoted listeners that are on the quack and assassinate team. Such as, let's see, who do we have on there? Raj Block, John Jort.
He seems like our number one fan of this show. He like always love what we're doing, which is great for me personally, because I always love the ego boost.
Right. I have an explanation of what that team does.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes,
They either assure quality or they hunt ducks. actually, we had. Sorry, I'm here. No, I'm going to mention it because they served duck for dinner at the hotel. I was too chicken to try it, and that's why I opted for the chicken instead. But my roommate here tried the duck.
So how was the duck?
How was the duck?
It tasted like puke on a stick.
Oh. There was no stick.
I know, just have to stick in. It's disgusting.
you said it was okay. Someone said it's an acquired taste.
I guess it is.
Thinking of Aflac
commercials
the whole time.
Acquired taste is just another way of saying it. They didn't like the way it tasted.
Yeah, exactly. He said it was thinking of the Aflac commercials the whole time he was trying.
No wonder it tasted bad.
Then we got into this long discussion about, you know, the fact that ducks are the smart animals because they're the ones that are able to sell you insurance, kind of like geckos and cavemen.
You don't find many people eating ducks.
Exactly.
It's an acquired taste.
Yes. So someone on Quack would eat ducks.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? We were talking
about...
The
Kraken Assassin team. The QA yes. team. Okay, really? It's the quality assurance team. What do they do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it's what we do to them. We take everybody on the QA team, and we stick them in a room, closed chamber, yeah.
And you unleash the birdie army on them?
Yes. We force them to test PHPBB 3 releases before a new release without sleep or food or water, day and night, until every bit of the code has been tested and the next PHPBB 3 release is ready.
So and that's why it's been so long for 3.0.1 to come out.
Yeah.
Because you guys been trying...
Not yet. It's not ready yet. That's not why. Oh. They're still implementing bugs in there. But anyway, when the
code is finished testing... They're implementing bugs?
Yeah.
Aren't they supposed to do the opposite?
No, they implement bugs now. Otherwise, what would they have to do?
I thought you were kidding.
No, and then once we're finished with the QA team, we release them back to their wives and their lives, whichever is worse.
Oh, dear. that is probably something that – okay, I think in that case, if that's what you're planning to do, you do not want to hire former Governor Spitzer on that job.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, good. Okay, I applaud you for successfully ignoring all of the crazy media that makes up the United States.
I told them that we would put them on Win32 desktops, and X-Reaction asked why Win32, and I said, I don't know. They certainly ain't Macs.
For some of the members on the team, and I'm sure you know exactly about this, they probably would actually have a worse time on a Mac.
But for people like Yuri, that would be like torture. That would be like the worst torture you could give him.
Yes.
Yuri is Marco Rusty, for those who don't know.
Yes.
He's going to listen to this and really let me have it on IRC.
For those of you who are listening, and now we can see how horrible this has been in 12 minutes. This is going to be what our episode is today.
another an hour of this.
Yeah.
Or two.
That's just we're having fun. It's late in the evening. All the music's seeping through.
We don't have all those people in the chat room to hold us accountable today.
Yes. We get to break all the rules. Chat room's not here, they can't stop us. Okay. So the QA team is essentially a rank right now, because you were showing me this earlier, and I was like looking at all the team pages, looking at the user group pages. I didn't see anything until you finally showed me the rank of what particular user.
Yeah, it is a group on php.com, like the translators.
Yeah,
like you'll see some people with the translators rank. That's a translators group, and this those are the maintainers for php.com. Those are the specific language maintainers. So the QA team is like one of those groups. It's currently a hidden group, but there's a lot of people in it. Those are the people in the group are people who are very involved in PHPV3 development. So they're people who have reported a lot of bugs, spent a lot of time.
Essentially, the people who deserve to be quacked and assassinated.
Right. Yes, and actually the people who like to download the SVN and run on the latest SVN.
Those people definitely.
Yeah. All the people who are known as quacks on PHP.com, those are the people added to that group.
Oh, come on. I just made that term up. they wouldn't call them quacks until I said it. They would call them nubs or whatever they usually call them.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Everything we do has to end with nub. So we have the mod database nub, we have the mod
blinky,
nubs.
The blinky nub. How's blinky going, by the way?
That's
package manager.
Package manager, blinky, Pac-Man. It's going well, I think. Josh is mostly working on it right now. I don't know much beyond that, just that it currently works in a primitive form. It's a basic version of
EasyMod. It's so easy a caveman can do it.
it is easy. I've never actually tried it, to truth be told. I need to. But for some reason, I like installing all my mods by hand.
you're like me. You're like me. I mean, I used Easy Mod for a while, but once I started figuring out the mods, I was like, you know what? Screw this. I want to do it completely myself because I can figure out exactly how it's working. Once I could figure my way around PHP files, I was like, you know, I can install it myself now. It's like, you know, I can tie my own shoes now. I can go to the bathroom myself now.
The good part about it is it's speeding up our mod validation because we can easily test the install of a mod. Like, let's say, for example, we had this one mod come through, and I think I talked about this. It had, like, 100 and – I can't remember exactly, 100-something edits.
Yes.
And it took forever. I mean, it was the simplest mod on the planet, but it took forever to implement because it had over 100 edits.
Now, when I was on the mod team, and that was when we were still all PHP VB2 – Easy Mod was part of the validation scheme, and while obviously we're forcing them to use Easy Mod to install mods, it was like, you know, if your mod is mod database compliant, it should install with Easy Mod on a vanilla PHP BB2 board with no problems. Then Mod X and PHP BB3 came along, and all of a sudden, you know, you guys are back in the water. And I was long gone, and I was like, oh, you suckers.
Well, now we have something, and in fact, mod authors should test their mods in Blinky before submitting to the mod database, and I found that out because I created a new mod. Which one did I use? The activity mod, which is the one where it shows the last users or all the users within the last 24 hours, and new topics, new posts, and new users registered within the last 24 hours. That's the mod. It's called the activity mod.
The 24-hour mod, in the way. Yeah.
Yes, and I submitted that, and it got denied because it was missing some. It was using the edit tags on one particular edit improperly. Ooh. But it was also that I got to get Paul for this one, okay? He gives me he tells me that my exit code, right, and you do the in PHPBB check, in defined PHPBB check. I was using exit print open and close parentheses colon. And he puts in the deny report that I should use exit colon. I'm like, what the heck?
That's appalling.
That is.
Oh.
So I had to get him for that one.
Okay. So the Kraken Assassinate team is going to be code sniffing.
Yes, unit testing PHPBB3 releases. So yes. Let's say, for example, 3.0.1 is going to be released, and when? So we release it first to the QA team. The QA team takes 72 hours to go through and unit test it. That means unit test, they take a specific portion of code or a specific portion of the forum, and they test that, make sure it works and everything is, you know, bug-free as much as possible. And then after the 72 hours, it's been unit tested, and then it's released to the public.
Is this going to replace their original plan to do RC releases for each minor release?
I don't know. I think they might – the unit test may be part of the RC releases actually. But I don't know exactly how that's going to fit in.
Originally you said like the next thing we can expect will be 3.0.1 RC1. At the very least, before we go to 3.0.1, not RC, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know how that's going to affect it. I assume that that's not going to change. There will, in fact, be in like 3.0.1 RC1 that will be part of the unit testing. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to handle that now with the QA team. Yes. That's up to the development team.
Hopefully, that doesn't mean. So essentially, you're doing it such that you're going to have release candidates. And they're going to be vying for delegates, and the Kraken Assassinate team is going to become like the super delegates, and it's going to be a whole bunch of, you know,
Naderman is in charge of that team, and of course he'll listen to the podcast and correct me on anything I've gotten wrong, which is primarily speculation on exactly how they're going to handle between the RC releases.
Yeah, so then Naderman comes through and he wins as a third party candidate.
Yeah.
What if it'd be like Ralph Naderman? No offense to you. No offense, Nils.
Yeah. No, but it's going to be a good thing because you remember the RC6 – I think it was – yeah, RC6, RC7 release?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how troublesome the RC6 release was? That was after the code review, the code analyzation, and the RC6 release had all these problems because not every part of the code had the the hidden forms applied and stuff like that, and so they immediately came out with the RC7 release. Well, the idea of the unit testing is so that, let's say we come out with 3.0.1, something like that happened, they immediately come out with 3.0.2, which is, you know, you've already had thousands of people download that. So the idea is with the unit testing now, that's not going to happen. They're not going to run into that problem.
That happened twice during the PHP BBB line with 2.0.10 coming out 5 days after 2.0.9. 2.0.13 came out 5 days after 2.0.12. People were very angry about that. You know, they made fits about it. I remember that the very end of 2005, someone had made a post in the PHP discussion forum complaining how there were like six or seven, I think it was six releases of PHP BB2 during that 1 year. Actually, there were seven. There were seven that one during 2005. From 2012 to 2018.
I can't say I was watching it that closely at that time. I was running
Star Trek Guide. Not even
Star Trek Guide wasn't even a thought back then. That was I was running 2.0.10, actually, was my first 2.0 board.
You bad boy.
I think by the time they got to 2.0.17, I found out that I really had to update it. But you know what? The good part about that is those are all lessons learned. Mm-hmm. So now people can expect an even better product.
I made screw-ups through my first PHP BB2 experience. Have you ever tried downloading a whole bunch of mods, hacks from phpbbhacks.com, installing them all at once for someone who's really unfamiliar with PHP, then uploading them to your server and seeing the server crash, and it's like, hey, which one of these messed me up? That got me so mad that I went on Area 51 and I registered myself as a mod's enemy. That was my username, a mod's enemy.
I wonder if I could still find that one.
It should still be there. I actually kept that until in November 2005 when I got on the mod team, and I thought, you know what? At this point, I should not be a mod team member listed as a mod's enemy. So that's when I registered Captain of Apples on there.
You just dropped your pencil, didn't you?
I have a pen. You know, I've got the hotel gives you pens, and I got the one I'm planning to steal from the hotel.
That I'm playing around with. A memento.
Well. It's not as bad. I'm not playing with the top. You know, one of the committee meetings this morning was someone, the chair of the committee, works in the dollar store. I don't know what she did, but she got a bunch of stuff from a dollar store, a lot of toys that she gave out. And there's one of these light-up tops that does various designs when you spin it.
This one episode of PHP Weekly I was recording, I had one of those clicky pens.
Oops.
Yeah. Sitting around, and I was just idly clicking it while I was talking, and I'm listening back to the episode.
Like,
I guess I'm hearing this all this clicking sound.
Like this? I was wondering what that clicking sound was.
That's what that was.
Now the truth comes out. Now you got me playing with the top. Okay, so enough about that. We actually have a topic list. Oh, now he's playing with the yo-yo.
That was awesome.
He's playing with a yo-yo thing, ball thing. What the heck is it called?
I don't know. It's called a night glow.
It's green with black spots on it, so I hope it doesn't make me sick. You're going to break something doing that, you know? Oh, ouch. Okay. We actually have a topic list for this show. So
yeah,
let's actually go to the first one. The first one is, drum roll please, PHP BB's impact on global warming.
Global warming.
So David, how would you tell us about PHP BB's impact on global warming?
Yes, well, actually, PHP BB2 is in part, or global warming is mostly caused by PHP BB2.
Hey.
What?
Yes, but PHP BB3 is a tree hugger, so. So they're kind of undoing some of the effects. That's why this winter was like half a degree cooler than in the whole world. I mean, the world was half the
price went so up so high.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly, because people were using more heat to cool their houses because this winter was so cold around the whole world. It was due to PHBV3's release.
What?
So everybody – let's just get that out so everybody knows the real reason.
I would have thought that it would have been exactly the opposite, because PHBV3 was released, and then everybody comes running to go download it. Everyone's perspiring out of excitement, and all that perspiration and body heat would cause the whole planet to warm up.
Well, that's why it wasn't like a degree cooler. It should have been like a degree. See, but with PHV2, you had virus issues, right?
What about a PHP-based, totally electronic, virtual software program, open source, that causes global warming?
That was PHP-V2. That was it.
I mean, it's not like PHPV prints documentation and uses a paper and all that stuff. Everything is online. What the heck is it? How does that be able to connect to?
No, not from cutting down trees. No, it just contributed to global warming.
It's
actually,
code.
It wasn't the contributor.
It's
it was
code
the cause.
Not carbon. It's code, not carbon.
Yeah, but it was the cause. We're going to leave everybody to speculate exactly how.
I disagree.
That's up to your imagination, but PHP2 was the cause. So,
yeah,
PHP2 was the cause of global warming.
Uh-huh.
And now we're going to go into global cooling period so long as everybody continues to migrate from PHP2 to PHP3.
You know, that could be bad, too.
Yeah, well, actually, in 1970s, New York Times and many of those other major publications are like, we're in a global cooling period. 1950s, they were in a global warming period. 1930s, they were in a global cooling period. So there was 1990s, we were in a global warming period up through 2007. Now PHP3 released, we're going into a global cooling period.
Just wait till 3.2.
Now it's going to 3.2 is going to really determine whether the world's going to get cooler or warmer.
I did not know that software releases had things to do with whether or not the Earth freezes over. I thought it had everything to do with whether hell freezes over or not.
Now you know. Now
I don't
the listeners
think so.
Know too.
All right. Whatever.
Okay. So
second topic.
So that's,
second topic. So PHPBB's plans for world domination.
That's secret.
Well, why did you put it on the topic list?
I can't tell you that.
Have you been to Google recently?
PHPBB has plans for world domination. That's all I can say.
Who had plans for world domination first, PHPBB or Google?
I can't tell you that.
Who do you think is weirder, PHPBB or Google?
PHPBB, definitely.
Thank you for that interesting insight. And who do you think has more resources available with which to commit world domination, PHPBB or Google?
Google did until we stole them.
What?
Yeah, we stole them.
What's that mean?
That means Google had the ability to do world domination. We stole their resources.
I mean, Google only owns like 20 campuses in Mountain View.
Yes,
California,
we have spies.
Which I'm around here with. Yeah, you're spies.
Yeah, spies.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
No, it's secret.
Come on, David.
PHPBB plans on world domination. The world will be dominated, and there's nothing anybody can do about it.
How do you plan to do that?
Through PHPBB3.
Which file in PHPBB3?
3.2. This is the whole structure, the whole file system.
Come on, you can get. Why the heck did you put world domination on the topic list if you can't talk about world domination?
It's secret.
Joey, don't you want to hear him talk about their world domination plans?
Yes.
Two against one.
I told you, those are our world domination plans. It involves Birdie, 3.2, PHPV, 3.2,
uh-huh.
And spies in Google.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have divulged more information than I told you I would divulge on it.
You told me you would divulge a lot more than nothing.
I said topic number two, world domination. And it's secret. I can't tell you anything about it. You don't know anything about it. Everything I told you 5 minutes ago, forget it.
I never remembered. The thing is, good. I record all these podcasts, but I never remember anything that we do. it's completely passive. You know, that's why I have to go back and listen to the whole thing to remember what the heck we talked about. Or in some cases, I don't even listen to it.
So everybody knows now that 3.2 is going to be the method of world domination. Now, what features in 3.2 should be included? And what features, Robor?
Can't you hear? The FBI is wiretapping.
I know that.
Yes.
I had him wiretap your room this morning. It's part of our world domination plot.
Yeah, you wiretapped my room?
Yes, but this morning.
How can you do that? We didn't use our room phone.
Yeah, I know. It's under the lamp. He's searching for it.
Yes. No, it's not under the lamp. The lamp hasn't been plugged in all day, so.
Well, plug it in. It needs power.
Hey. Okay, David, this is getting very, very creepy.
To creep Douglas out.
Is this the reason why you guys put up a page of hosting providers? Is that like a really, is this like your allies in your quest?
No, that's there to creep you out.
The hosting providers page on pfu.com?
Yeah, it's there to creep you out.
That's all it is.
That's it.
So
there's no other purpose.
Host I can and Vista pages and MM hosting, Blue host, web hosting. Yeah,
it's all owned by the same company. It's there to creep you out. It is. It's all owned by Bluehost.
Wow. In other news, I can see it. And in other news, it was revealed that a certain open source web development project, PHPBB, which is done completely of volunteers who are completely strange people who call each other nubs and have absolutely no self-worth or real lives whatsoever because they spend all their time on the computer, are planning to take over the world. How this will affect your holiday weekend, Jim? Yes, thanks, Bob. Okay.
So, moving on to topic number three.
Uh-huh.
What features should be included in PHPBB 3.2?
But you have told us about the features that were going to be in 3.2 already.
No, I haven't. I wasn't there.
Oh, that's right. You weren't there. Well, we found out, and you later confirmed them.
So, did I?
I think you did. I think, didn't you say that PHPBB 3.2 is going to have a built-in coffee maker?
Yeah, that's one of the features.
Does it make frappuccinos?
You can mod it to do that.
That's a good idea. I think there's like a feature in there that is such that if you have a person is spamming your board, you can click a button, and the PHPBB Birdie Army will immediately go and find that spammer using a form of GPS combined with Google Maps and Deep Fried Pickle Hearts to be able to pick them up and take them to a detention center in Wanahakalugi.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Where is Wanahakalugi?
I think it's a secret.
I think this is the same place where the Quack and Assassinate team is headquartered.
Yes, it is. And actually, the head of that team is Naderman.
Oh, good developer feller, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of our secret agents.
Uh-huh, wonderful.
But he's not secret anymore, actually, because I just revealed it.
Way to go there, Lewis.
So part of the 3.2 milestone process was to implement unit testing.
Mm-hmm.
to transfer everything from CVS to SVN, which we've done on the new CodeForge. Dropping support for anything below PHP 5.1 and MySQL 3.
So then it's done. Let's release it. Whoa. What the?
Border.
What?
Bad border.
Your cell phone went off. Did
you hear the song?
No.
It's a very nice song.
No. No. turn it off, Joey, and turn your voice off. Now, why were you doing that?
It's our theme music.
Yes,
it's our new theme music.
Yes, he has that song, and no, it's not our new theme music. You will take what we've done for the last 54 episodes, and you will like it.
Or else. Okay, dropping support for MySQL 3.
I was going to say, before we were interrupted... So if you've done all those things, does that mean that 3.2 can come out tomorrow?
No, it doesn't. Because I'm not done yet.
Oh.
When I'm done talking about it, it can come out tomorrow.
Did you say you were dropping MySQL support?
No, MySQL 3 and 4 support.
Good, because if you did that, you'd have mutiny.
Yes, I would.
Then you'd have the wrong group doing world domination.
Yeah, we would. Which is why we're... continuing development for MySQL 4. No, not 4.
You're developing MySQL
6.
For them?
No. MySQL 5 and 6.
Okay.
Support for MySQL 5 and 6. And, of course, PHP 5.1 and above. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I think they... Let's see. They added the DB2.
Yes.
DBAL. They added... Let's see. There was one other. I can't remember what it was. It was, let me look. Oops. They changed the schemas. Blast. Okay.
Blast?
DB2, I can't remember.
You've been watching too much Star Trek again, David. Oh, blast.
Yeah. Blast. They got away. Okay.
Oh, crackers.
Let's see. I don't know if everybody remembers the CAICH modules, the APC modules that David MJ wrote, and they were actually available on Area 52 prior to the 3.0 release.
Area 52? Where's that?
It's one step above Area 51. So that's the APC, XCAICH, Memcache and eAccelerator. I think they're adding more in 3.2, but at least those are going to be included, and probably more. Okay, so those cache modules, which means, like, for example, I run my server on either my favorite is XCache and Zend Optimizer. So, like, many people have eAccelerator is usually the most popular. But now you can use the module that actually integrates with eAccelerator or APC or XCache or Memcache or whatever you have installed on your server. Now it will integrate with that. Like, by default, 3.0 is a file caching. It only does file caching. I mean, everything goes in the cache directory as a file.
Are you referring
to caching? Caching, yes. I'm referring to caching.
Okay. So I was wondering, like, what's a cache?
It's,
you know, it sounds like some kind of animal.
It's cache pronounced wrong.
Okay. Well,
yes, it's good, part of the weird episode.
Good catch.
Yeah. Let's see. So they're, of course, they're changing the structure of basically the way that many classes are called.
Mm-hmm.
For example, they're using their own namespace, an own namespace cell, like a self, instead of this. in some cases. I don't know if they're doing it for the whole thing. They're also renaming the auth permissions and also using the database schema abstraction instead of having a separate schema file for every single database.
Yes.
Now it's all done dynamically using one big array.
Okay.
That's basically, as a mod author, you know, those who are familiar with the new DB tools file, mm-hmm. where you can actually alter tables, I believe that's... Yes, it's got some commands in there, and I can't remember them off the top of my head at the moment, but those are now in 3.2.
All right.
Or will be. Okay. Yes, and actually, it already has been implemented because I just went and looked and I couldn't find the schema files, which means they're all integrated already. The BB code parser is going to be changed.
Yeah, talk about that.
That's
what APX is doing, right?
That was one of the reasons he was brought on, yes.
Yes.
And he's working with David MJ on that, I believe. And
we described that a bit on our BB code episode that we did, whenever that was.
Yes, I think we did. We did go into details on that, so I won't go into a lot of details on that now. But that's going to be – I'm really excited about that because it should really expand the functionality of the BB codes and take them to the next level.
Well, does that include a WYSIWYG editor?
What you see is what you get, editor? No.
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 In fact, I don't know.
No,
I don't. I don't actually think that they have plans to do a "what you see is what you get" editor.
It was in the community coding projects when they did those in 2004.
So that was the Karma.
Yes, isn't that what they're working on now?
Well, no, those were dropped.
That's right. The event system is the one that they're doing in PHP 3.2.
3.2, yes.
Yes,
and the event system will use triggers from. Oh, no, I'm sorry. What part? There's two parts that use that are going to be integrated. The event system.
Yeah. The event system.
Which, hang on.
Which, witchcraft.
Oh, without triggers. Okay.
Without
triggers. Implementing the base system without triggers. Now it can use... Triggers without triggers. Now, triggers what that without, means is that you
own triggers without triggers. Is that right?
Well, you have the event system where you create the triggers.
That's an oxymoron for you.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. The user creates the triggers, so there's the base system has no triggers.
Let's take trig class because I've passed that already.
So for users, I think we talked about that before also. What that means is that you can, let's say you want to give the registered users no permission to use the signature or BB code at all.
Yeah.
Once a user reaches 10 posts, that's your trigger. You can set up a trigger for once they reach 10 posts, they get into the you could set up another group user group for them, trusted users.
It's kind of like you can earn yourself privileges on the forum. By participating, and you can kind of make it like a game and stuff like that.
Like vBulletin does that sort of thing, where like you can set it up so that the first 10 posts you cannot use the URL BB code, and what that the reason that's used is because that prevents spam. You always catch a spammer on the first, usually post. You can tell they're a spammer on their first post.
Yeah.
So if they've posted 10 times and you haven't banned them by then. Then they're going to be a trusted user.
Ah.
Basically. I'm just giving an example.
There's a practical use for this. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know what else vBulletin has? Apparently it's got support for a donate button, a PayPal donate type thing. Yeah. Either that or some kind of integration where you can make good hard money. Not that I'm interested in that, but I'm not.
Well, I have my PayPal donation mod that I'm supposed to be working on right now, but I'm doing a podcast instead.
Yes, you are totally wasting your time.
Yeah.
You could be helping people of the world make unsolicited money, but instead you're talking nonsense about a quack and assassinate team here on PhD. If this was my other show, Preview Cast, which is, by the way, as random and crazy as we are on this episode, because on those shows, I actually do names for the episodes. On PHP Movie, I don't. But this, if I was able to do a name for this show, it would be Quack and Assassinate. That's a random two random words that happened to my head.
Oh, that's never going to die, man.
Just wait until the folks in IRC hear about that. You can go tell them right now. That's the surname for that team, the Quack and Assassinate.
Okay, let's see. I haven't even finished Milestone 1 yet.
Oh, how many milestones are there this time?
42.
Okay, wonderful. So we should be guaranteed to see a new edition of PHPBB 3.2 by the end of the century.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. It only took 6 years for the last one.
We can't guarantee that, though.
Yes, it will be
done when it's done.
Remember the classic saying for PHPBB releases. It will be done the century after the century before it's done. Right?
That's non-specific.
Well, since when are you specific? I'm still trying to get you to talk about your world domination plans.
That's a secret.
There you go. That just like when ProSilver, when the ProSilver style was a secret. Is there going to be a new style in 3.2?
Yes. It's the style for the nubs.
Dum-dee-dum-dum. Okay.
No, I'm kidding. There's no style in 3.2, and there's not 42 milestones, though. I think there's five or six or something like that.
Hopefully they will have a faster car by this point to go down the milestones, because before they were going at about 1/365th of a mile per year.
They're pretty well done with Milestone 1. I think only a few things left to do.
What I miss? Not you.
Huh? UCLA B USC.
Oh, he's watching the basketball game.
Oh.
Okay.
USC. How did he miss again?
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Whatever. Moving on.
Okay, let's see. The other changes, of course, the proper style system, which doesn't store templates and themes in the database, which has been a huge support headache.
Yes.
Because, or especially for mods installed, they'll be like, what am I supposed to do? I'll refresh your template. Well, they've already made template changes, and so now all their template changes have been blown away because they stored them in the database. So that will be nice, the 3.2.
Oh, good.
A better posting API, which was one big issue for me. I was like, please, please get a new posting API.
Oh,
it's
yes.
a real pain.
Very important for certain mod authors. Very important.
Yeah.
Like my – I used a posting API for PHPBB2 in a mod. Oh, yeah. That was back when I did advanced version check. It had the ability – I had this – version check notification system, as they called it, where whenever you got a new version of a mod or PHPB or something, it would notify you, and you can either do it by getting an email, by getting a private message, or by having a post made in a certain form.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I use, and I use APIs for all that, because APIs are great ways to cheat at doing hard, fast PHP code.
Well, why duplicate all that code? It's already been done. Just make it an API and integrate it.
Yeah. Now if only I could figure out the Google Maps API for something I need to work to try to figure out.
You got to figure that out, too.
I'd like to figure it out. We were talking about that this morning in one of our meetings. You wanted to try to get a Google Maps layer of different places on an interactive map that you can sort of find the nearest place of. And I'm sure there's a way to do it with Google Maps, but I don't know how. I'd love to be able to figure out how to do that.
I was thinking of using it for our forum members, so everybody could see everybody.
It's all based on JavaScript and some Ajax, but JavaScript mostly. And you have to get an API.
Well, Ajax is part of JavaScript. I'm sorry. JavaScript is part of Ajax.
Well, I know that. Actually, maybe I can just give you the URL, David, and then if you can figure out, you can help me out.
Speaking of Ajax, PHP 3.2 should use X-Ajax.
Woohoo! but not in the super, super type of fashion that some people were hoping for.
Well, it's going, if you have a library, you can do whatever you want to it.
Oh.
You know, because that's the idea, is you're implementing a server-side library. Server-side.
You get to have an AJAX quick reply?
I don't know. I doubt it. They hate quick replies.
I'm just playing devil's advocate for our community. Like, you know, that's my job. You know.
That's this episode's. You should name it Devil's Advocate if you don't use Cracker's Assassinate.
Cracker's Assassinate. Quack or.
Yeah, something like.
Make sure you get that. Quack or Assassinate. Or is it Quack and?
Yeah. Quack and, so quack that could be done for. I mean, you could integrate with that. If you had a quick reply mod, you could easily integrate with that. Okay. You could do. I think, in fact, they're going to do inline moderation tools using the AJAX, which will be nice, speed up moderation a bit.
That'll be cool. Yeah, probably WordPress. In WordPress 2.0, they added some AJAX to the admin panel.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little bit more, and it's nice. Now, I'm not saying that means a whole big deal, but it's something.
In fact, I believe they're doing a complete overhaul of the moderation features.
Again?
Well, inline moderation capabilities, which will be nice. Again, you know, 3.0 was in development for 5 years, so everything's ready for a good.
I'll say this, in terms of the inline moderation in 3.0, it really is like 2.0, and they just stuck a bunch of extra things, and so you have buttons all over the places and drop-down menus because of all the new moderation capabilities in 3.0, so it could use a redesign type of thought process through it.
Mm-hmm. Besides inline moderation, I think that there will be the ability to do like user notes for every action or for most actions that you do. Because like a lot of times you'll have – right now really the only integrated part of the user notes is like the user warnings. So, like you issue a warning, an official warning, and it gets added to their user notes. Now it would be nice if you did something like
a non-warning warning. Essentially. Oops.
Non-warning warning or other moderation things like user.
So this is how PHPBB is contributing to global warning.
Global warning?
Yeah, global warning.
And let's see.
Now, okay. What I find interesting is PHP 4 has now been, quote-unquote, unsupported by the PHP group now for 2 months, going on
3 months.
No, well, 2 months, because that's the beginning of January.
Two and a half.
And yet, I don't know about you, but I have websites on about 3 different web hosts. One of them is mine, and the others are for other people. And they all still seem to be continuing to use PHP 4.
Hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
No, we'll send some of our agents.
Like, do you have any hints on if PHP BB 2 is going to survive the eventual ultimate killing off of PHP 4 that happens on August 8th?
I hope it doesn't.
What? No.
I really do.
No,
I know you're attached to PHP
no,
me too.
No,
but I really
no you can't. You cannot. Euthanasia is a crime. You guys cannot commit euthanasia.
We are outside of the law.
Don't you know what euthanasia is?
Of course, I know what it is.
No. I'm talking to him, to my roommate. No. Euthanasia is where supposedly you have someone who's on a doctor's office. And the doctor decides to allow a person to die. In most places in the world and in the United States as well, that you can't do that.
It's illegal.
Did I describe that right, David?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, sort of.
Huh?
There's such a thing as Google.
Dr. Kevorkian. You know, I guess, whatever. Hold on. There's nothing like Wikipedia in the morning. I should know how to spell because that was a vocab word, and I don't know how to spell it. So, yes, okay. is the practice of medically assisted death. It is illegal in most countries. It's a controversial subject, not only because there are different moral dilemmas associated with it, but also in what constitutes its definition. Blah, 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 blah. Essentially, physician-assisted suicide.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's described here on Wikipedia as a merciful method of death.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Depending on your opinion. And I think that you guys are, at least you, David, are trying to commit euthanasia on PHPBP2.
Absolutely. And we have no moral...
it'll either go down as either euthanasia or murder or salutary murder due to salutary neglect.
Let's just call it what it is. It's murder of PHBBB2.
I know, but that you have to use a fancy term for it. Otherwise, it sounds like a good thing. When you call it murder of PHBBB2, it sounds like a good thing. You have to call it you have to give it one of these scary terms to make people against it.
All right. Well, you don't think it's a good thing. You call it murder. I'll call it euthanasia.
I don't think it's a good thing. I would want to call it euthanasia.
For your information, my sister is behind me just busting up laughing.
I'm surprised Joey isn't busting out laughing, if your sister is. But he, huh?
She's hearing one side of the conversation.
Don't worry about it. You're listening to PHPBB Weekly, a show where we completely torture everything that has anything to do with PHPBB.
Do you know we're hanging the listener off a cliff?
Oh, dear. Depends if you're near a cliff. I'm personally, I could be hanging off of the patio of a hotel room right now. Okay. Is there anything else that is particularly significant or not that we should talk about before we start to close this sucker up?
Yeah, I'll speed read through the features.
Okay, say all the features in 10 seconds or less. Ready?
Go. Okay, forums, topics, rehaul, sessions, rehaul, overhaul, rehaul. Let's see, the ability to limit times for cron parts, crons integrated with...
Time's up.
Okay. Yeah, that was it, and I have about 120 left to go.
All these rehauls, like deck the halls of Valley of Holly.
They're actually mostly a slick new API, soft delete, global announcements change, special
global
maintenance forms, scratch forms, sessions to overhaul the way.
Don't already have global announcements?
Yeah, it was changing the way the global announcements operate.
Good, because they stink right now. Move on, go on.
Okay, yeah. Stink. Right, gotcha. sessions are going to be changed a bit. In fact, I actually provided a patch on how to handle that. Found out on the Joomla board that the sessions were eating up a lot of system resources because it was using a light query.
Delicious.
And a like, L-I-K-E query, yeah.
Yeah.
And
they were eating it up, so it sounds delicious.
Yeah. And so anyway, we changed it so that, what it is, and it's actually in the bug tracker so people can look at it if they want to, but changed it so that there was a session forum ID to grab the session data for what forum they're viewing, because what that does is it shows on the bottom of the page, you know, all they're viewing, users are viewing this forum, and so,
Okay.
My phone's ringing.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, it speeds up the query and uses less system resources for that query, which is called on every single page.
Uh-huh.
So it's much better. That's completely rehauled or overhauled. Rehauled isn't a word, by the way. I made it up for this episode.
How about the new hauled?
Yeah, the new hauled. Let's see, not yet approved posts visible on editing, limits for crons, run crons as real cron scripts, not within PHPBB 2. You know how PHPBB has crons, right?
Sure.
PHPBB 3, right. It's in the footer.
No,
okay, the crons,
I know what it is, but no one else does.
Okay, now real crons are run... server side, so the server triggers the crons, whereas a PHPBB powered cron, a user has to visit the board and then the cron runs.
Oh,
real cron is going to be able to be integrated with the server. I don't know how they're going to do that, but it'll be interesting to see.
What was interesting was I tried Drupal once, and mm-hmm. I never really got used to Drupal. But what it did have you do, because it has its own cron file, but essentially what you're supposed to do is set up your server-side cron such that it will, at every certain frequency, visit a specific cron.php page that Drupal had. And essentially, mm-hmm. Drupal then will do whatever it has to do whenever the cron hits it at the cron.php page.
That's the way I have it doing on one of the systems that I built for our client. Yeah. And it basically, it just the systems runs a cron and the PHP file controls.
Whatever the heck it needs to do or doesn't need to do at that time.
Right, yeah. It just uses the system time to determine, and then also based on config variables or a database query or whatever I have it set, and then it just runs the runs whatever it needs to run. So you can set it to like every hour, and it's not going to eat up your system resources unless you have like a severe cron running every single hour. But
a severe cron hurting?
Running.
I think they're hurting. Okay, good.
No. So it only hurts if it falls. If it falls, then
trust
it hurts.
Me, those crons need to take a break. You need to have, in order to run every single hour, you got to give them food, you got to give them lots of Gatorade, and they have to have rest and enough carbs to go throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
It's very difficult to run with a cron. It's worse than running with a dog.
Yeah.
Because those crons will make a mess big time.
RSS feeds?
Yes.
We talked about that in an episode before.
Thank goodness. Hallelujah. Alagika, or some other other way of celebrating. Deep fried pickle heart heaven.
Yeah, Jeffro 2.0 is excited about that one, I hope.
Yes,
Editable FAQ, frequently asked questions. Let the admin how he wants to display moderators, group ranks, expanded.
Editable FAQ, amen for that. I've been wanting that since PHP 2.0.10.
Group ranks functionality expanded, so a group leader can have a separate rank from the group itself. So you have a group rank. And a group leader rank.
So you get whereas the group has the rank of the Quack and Assassinate team,
mm-hmm.
the group leader can have the rank of I am the Quacker and Assassinator.
Yeah.
Something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Error log handling.
Oh my gosh. How are we ever going to get out of talking about that all the time now?
You won't. We're stuck in the hole forever.
We'll wear it out eventually. I'm probably.
Custom profile fields expanded.
Woohoo. Nice. Maybe
image
made it a little easier too.
Think know the country flags mod?
Yeah. I think so. The regular one or the IP one? That's like 3DI did.
Not the IP, the one, the regular one, where you just select an image when you register. All right, you can do that now with CPFs in 3.2. Well, not yet. You will be able to. Better PM API.
Okay. Wonderful.
You can report PMs now.
All those people who are harassing you.
Yeah. Default language.
Is there a way for them just? I don't know if there already is a way for a user to just flat off turn off all PMs.
I don't think so.
That
no
would
wait.
Be cool. I think.
Let me think.
Someone didn't want to get private.
Actually, I think that is an option. Wait, let me look.
I don't think it was not in PHP BB2. It'd be great if a user could say, you know what, I don't want to be bugged with private messages at all.
I don't remember if it's an option or not.
Okay, well,
users
developers,
can email
if it's
allow
not an
users,
option.
Yes, it is an option.
Good.
Allow users to send me private messages. Yes, it apps.
Well, wait, is that an option that the user can set?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Already.
Let's finish up.
All right. Module system reworked. Well, not really reworked, but
whatever,
changed.
Features
added. Default language is now automatically determined. Like, if you have a default language set on your browser, like we have English. People from Germany would have German.
Uh-huh.
So now the board would set the language based on what you have set as your default language in your browser.
And the people from Hungary would have Starvian.
Yeah.
I'm Hungarian. All right, come on, David. It's all right. I'm a morning person. This is usually a morning
show. I'll tell
show.
You what. Let's hang the listeners off the cliff because that went through only half the features in 3.2.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you can tell us about it later. Or maybe if you're so brave, you can just post it on the PHP BBBQ blog and give them a little something to.
No, that would spoil it.
Why? Okay.
Because then I wouldn't be getting PMs and emails from users going, "Wee, tell us more."
Okay, how about this? Well, how about maybe we should do on this show, until the first beta comes out, is do the PHP BB 3.2 revealed feature of the week. And okay. Every week you like a reveal a feature or two coming in LCP out in PHP BB 3 before I let you bore the listeners by giving us all 120 of them right now.
Now, listener, if you like that idea, you better let us know.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to figure out, I need to find out how we even, because last week when you weren't here, we had I had a disastrous episode, we launched our listener survey. I need to find out if we even got any responses yet.
No, they don't come when I'm not around.
Well, people were listening, and, you know, we got to.
They were being polite.
Since for some reason it says, wait, I'm trying to figure out what this number says. Collect. Oh, 13, there are 13 responses. So apparently SurveyMonkey doesn't say anything
about it. Bribed them.
Wait a minute. So wait. All right, hold on.
Notice he didn't contend that.
Wait, I'm trying to figure out how do you see the results. Ah, here we go. All right, I can actually see there was 13 results. And what about on the other one? Because I got two places, because we can only take up to 100 on each. All right, David, could you do some random talking while I...
Random talking.
Well, actually,
like,
how about this?
We start doing like an auction or something?
I'll do random talking because I have something meaningful to randomly talk about.
Okay.
What I will say, therefore, is that we talked about how we are doing a our listener survey, and we mentioned this last week. We're going to mention again that we are going to be asking you to fill out a listener survey, and you can find information about that at phpbbt.net. Tell us a little bit about how you listen to the show. If you have any comments at all that you want to share with us, which is very significant, which is very important to us, you know, and if you complete the survey in its entirety, you will be entered in a drawing that we are doing for a couple of prizes. And David, you were going to decide whether you were going to throw a prize into the pot or not.
I was trying to decide what I could throw into the pot.
I have an idea. How about you give out an honorary membership to, can you guess what I'm going to say? The
Kraken Assassinate Team.
Yes! Give out. That'll be one of the prizes. Do that.
I'll check with Naderman.
Yeah, you can see that.
That'd be funny.
How do I find all reports? Here we go. Oh, why are there no reports? How do I get a report? I want, okay, this is weird, that's all.
You know, we were originally supposed to talk about which features you wanted in 3.2.
I told you.
And you said I wanted to hear which features. Yeah, a coffee maker, I know. No, you, yes, and a coffee maker is going to be included, but you're supposed to tell me what real features are supposed to be in 3.2, and I'm supposed to tell you why that feature is not going to be included.
All right. I want a PHP BB2 emulator.
Okay. That won't be included. I'm not even going to give a reason.
Why? I wonder why they would forget such a great feature as that.
You know what's funny?
Uh-huh.
We get all these mods, and everybody's like, you know, this mod should be included in 3.2 or 3.0 by default. I don't understand why, you know, it's a major oversight. Somebody forgot to include this mod in 3.0. Oh, boy. You wouldn't even thought about it if that mod never existed.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
It's really pretty.
But yeah, so we have the survey. So fill out the survey. We're going to have we are going to have Patrick O'Keefe back on the show once again. He's going to talk exclusively about his book. And when the time that we have him back on the show will be after, first of all, he's sending us a copy of his book for us to read and review. So once we've read it and reviewed it, once we've read it, then we'll review it when he's on the show. And then we'll figure out when he's coming on the show. And whenever he comes on the show is when we'll be doing the drawing. And so However long it takes for us to do that will be as long as you have to fill out the survey. So isn't that wonderful? Now I'm just going to look. So you can go to phpweekly.net and you'll see the recent post about our survey, and you'll see the links for that. And you can go ahead and do that. And there's also the rules there, which stipulate as well that David and I cannot enter. Top prize is...
What? I want to win the birdie. Actually, no, I don't really, because I'm going to get two birdies.
Yes, and also PHP BB team members cannot enter.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, team. For those listeners that just wondered what I just said, the new birdie.
Oh, yes, that birdie.
Yes, that birdie.
Here, Joey, I have to ask you, just very objectively, hold on, where is it? I'm going to get it loaded. Here you go. Wouldn't you love to have as soon as the picture loads, I'd love to have one of these little things. Isn't it cute?
What the hell is that? PHPBB?
It's Birdie. It's Birdie. He is the face of PHPBB.
Did he make this? Like a jacket?
This is the version 3.0. The first one was this little sweatshirt that had the original PHPBB, and the second was a hoodie Birdie. It had a little red hood.
If you go to phpbb.com/shop, you
can
see.
Dave, that's why I'm showing him. Huh?
Wait, you sell these to people?
I don't. They do. They do. Yeah, it's only 28 euros. Euros.
Yeah.
It's like 40 bucks.
Yeah, I know.
That's about $47.
It's $40.
No, I'm sorry, $40, yeah.
It is $40. That's how lame our U.S. dollar is. This is a PHPD collector's item, okay? I have one of the older versions, and there's only 200 of them in the whole world.
Damn, I just guessed that number, too. It really is $40.
Yes, it is $40.
They're taking pre-orders. They're making a few more of them. They're taking pre-orders.
Yeah, these are like super-duper collector items. Actually, they don't do anything unless you...
That's the PHPBB mascot.
Like you said, the PHPBB mascot, they cause trouble. They will run around like munchkins in your house. They drink mead. They get drunk, and
And if you abuse a birdie, you'll have the wrath of Birdiezilla on you.
Yes, the wrath of Birdiezilla. These things have been known to cause certain web servers to go down for a whole week.
Yeah, pour honey in servers.
But then remember that they when the birdie got on the loose and caused the server to go down in March of 2007. And then it came back up and made like a brand new style. Whoa.
Yeah. And actually, my IRC nickname, besides Highway of Life, is Birdiezilla.
Oh, you got Birdiezilla?
Yeah.
You were the lucky – you got there before SHS did, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's end
I know,
this.
He's probably going to hate me, but
I'm
going to
end this now because we should end this while we still have a little bit of dignity left in the community.
Well, we still have some shred of respect.
Yeah, from the Quack and Assassinate team, because we've given them so much
publicity.
Yes.
In this book.
All right,
which they probably didn't want anyways, but that's okay. We did it.
Okay. So who's going to be the first person to go and register quackandassassinate.com?
I'm not taking speculations on that.
Yes. Just make sure you spell assassinate correctly. please. All right. But however, you can find PHP BB Weekly, all of our shows. Most of them are very, very good shows, believe it or not, at phpbbweekly.net. And when we are live, we are usually live most Saturdays at 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, so 4 p.m. GMT time, 1600, whatever the heck you want to call it.
No, we don't have a live podcast this Saturday, and people will find out, I'm sure.
Whatever. So if you just have to live without it, you know, go see your family. You know, it's like a St. Patrick's Day holiday for so let's just pretend that we're Irish, even though we're not, and say we're celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch the TV. Go get yourself pinched up a storm. I hate pinching on St. Patrick's Day. Okay, and do that, but you can find us then, and we hope you'll be able to join us, and you can find, like I said, on our website, phpbbweekly.net. StarTrekGuide.com is David's excellent PHPBB-related forum. It has nothing to do with Star Trek whatsoever, except for the name, which is awesome. Don't you dare change it, David.
Okay.
You can find our exclusive discussion forum on there, where the interaction and discussion and the quacking and assassinating continues on there. And we
we expect to see some quack and assassinate speculation topics.
We have exhausted that joke on this show.
Okay.
Yes. And also, this show is a very, very unexceptionally proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. And if they still like this, you can find out other great technology podcasts.
They did until this episode.
On their website. You know, if they still like PrevueCast, then they won't mind this episode. I mean, if they're taking PrevueCast, we're like this on PrevueCast every single episode. TechPodcasts.com is where you can go for that little sucker. That's good. Okay, once again, I am Douglas Bell. And
I'm David Lewis.
And this has been the crazy episode, special episode of PHP BBT. Be sure to join us next week when we will go back a little bit back to normal. We have guest Scott Stubblefield, who is the miraculously wonderful style author, including the Mac & Scott styles, the Jedi Knight styles, and other
things. He makes the I Ching of styles for PHP 3.
Yes, and so he will be joining us to talk about his experience as a style author and how it's been like for him to move over to PHP BB3 from PHP BB2 and all that other stuff.
If you're a style author, you'll want to hear that episode.
Yes, definitely. We're going to stop talking about mods for once. So
yeah.
All right. That's the end of this episode, and we will see you all later. Bye-bye.